Paul Dickoff, you have to be happy with that.
Yeah, I'm delighted. You know, obviously 3 points, which was important, but the performance for a majority of the game, I thought was excellent. You know, well in top for most of it. Only criticism I've got of the players is I felt it should have been more. You know, killed the game off when you're 2-1 in front and you're creating chances, and some of the football we played at times was excellent.
That said, their keeper was a bit special, wasn't he?
He made some great saves, you know, and he's kept him in it towards the end. You know, last 5 or 6 minutes we've dropped a little bit deeper. You know, they've put their two centre-halves up, they've got Fallon up there, they're launching it in the box for us. But we're resolute and defended really well.
Was it that important, obviously, that you scored so early, you equalised so early, it made such a huge impact? The longer they kept that lead, it was going to be fairly important.
Yeah, it wasn't. Look, yous, and probably rightly so, it's been chucked at us that when we go behind, we can't get back in the game. It was something when we conceded against Walsall last week. You know, people were saying that we can't get back in the game. It's something we've spoke about this week at length. So from that point of view, the reaction I got for the players was outstanding.
The way, I mean, you set up slightly differently. The way that they played as a unit, that formation really worked for you today.
Yeah, it did. It did. And as I said, I thought some of the football we played at times, attacking wise, the passing, the moving, getting bodies forward, getting crosses in the box. You know, I think we've had something like 18 shots on goal at day, 10 or 11 on target. You know, but when you have that, you expect to score more goals. So, but overall, delighted. Derby game. You know, with loads of fans here who were outstanding. So it sending them home with 3 points is just as important as sending us home with it.
Absolutely. I mean, you said before the game that this was a really important game. Even this early in the season, it was a really important game for you.
Look, it was an important game because it was the next game. And we wanted a reaction from last week. And it was a derby game. You know, and I keep stressing to you guys, it's still early doors in the season. We feel as if the season goes on. And it's a long season as well, that the stronger that we'll be. But you know, I can't speak highly enough of the lads. We know we've got the game Tuesday night, but we wanted to go into a national break on the back of a league one. Now the challenge is to go down to Burton, which will be a tough game on Tuesday, and get back-to-back winning the leagues in 2 weeks' time when we're back in there.
It's all about, I mean, obviously it's all about winning, but it's the performance as well. As a manager, it's the performance that's the important thing, because that's what you can really build on, isn't it?
It is, but you know, it goes hand in hand if you get the performance right with the ball. If you get the performance right without the ball, you know, Nathan Tyson's worked his absolute socks off today. Richie Wellens, Dean, Mark in the middle of the park, both wide players. You know, it doesn't get noticed a lot of the time, the work people do off the ball. But as a team, if you have that, you know, I wrote application, attitude and work rate. And that was the most important thing about today. And that's the most important thing in every game. And we have to have that. If we do, with the Coppingers, Forresters, Tyson, Wellens, Furman, we've got players that can win his games.
It's relentless this season at the moment, isn't it? I mean, you've got another game fast upon you.
Yeah, it is. You know, but we've got another tough game Tuesday night, but then we've got a little bit of the break. It's a game we want to win. It's a cup game. We want to do well in the cups. I know it's the first round or second round because we're in it, but it's a fantastic opportunity to take not just the players, the fans and the club to Wembley. And that's what we want to do.
Sorry to interrupt you. Do you think that before today you're in a bit of a false position because of the way you've been playing?
We weren't in a false position because we... We seem to follow up good performances by really poor ones. Now, what we need to do now is make sure on a consistent basis we can perform like that. You're not going to play fantastically well every week. It's impossible. No team does. But as I said, if you've got the work rate and the application right, it gives you a chance.